All right, welcome back to Mythbusters, up to myth number 89. Learning today is sponsored by Herb Urach, in memory of his father, Yisrael Reuven ben Asher, by Zalman Koppel, in memory of his grandfather, Yosef ben Yekusia Yehuda, and by Eric Melzer, in memory of his father, Shmuel Gabriel ben Reuven HaKohen, Tehenish Masam Tzorba Tzorachayim. All right, question is, are you allowed to eat matzah within a month of Pesach, or do we have to stop it already 30 days before Pesach? Shout out to Michael Ashendorf who brought this up. I think it's, I'm not going to call it a myth, but most people I ask have this minhag of not eating matzah a month before. At least I'll try to show that is like the least supported of the time frames and the more classical poskim, let's say. We'll put it like that. Okay, so can you eat matzah? Big nafkamina for me because I love eating matzah pizza and I can't eat matzah pizza on Pesach because my family does nikah brachs. So this is, I eat it during the year. So do I have to stop a month early? My family minhag is we do, but we'll see right here. We'll get through. I'll let the Mythbuster video speak for itself. So first of all, opinion number one is brought down by the Ramah in Tafresh Ayin. Sif Beis Ramah says, Matzah sheyotzim babalayla, asurin lachol kol yomar ba'asar. So Erev Pesach says the Ramah, you cannot eat matzah the entire day. This is a halacha. We take this seriously. The Magen Avraham says already from the night before, like what does it mean Erev Pesach? There are different opinions from Chatzos, from Amud HaShachar. Magen Avraham seems to be the implication of the Ramah as well, says, the whole night, you know, the whole day, the whole halachic day, starting from Bdikas Chametz, we are not allowed to eat matzah on Erev Pesach. This is very relevant to a year, which is this year, that has Erev Pesach Shechalios B'Shabbos. When Erev Pesach is on Shabbos, so it creates a problem because you can't eat Chametz from 4 hours into the day, and now we can't eat matzah either. So what are you going to do for Shalosh Shudis, which you normally have in the afternoon? Can't eat matzah, can't eat Chametz. So again, we take this idea of not eating matzah and Erev Pesach seriously lahalacha, like we won't even do that for Shalosh Shudis, which there's a din to have lacha mishnah for Shalosh Shudis, and we won't do that. So Erev Pesach is very legit. It's based on a Talmud Yerushalmi quoted by Tosos and Arvei Psachim that we want to go into the night with an excitement for matzah. And if you have it 8 hours before, you're not going to be as excited. The mashal gives is kibol arusasa beveis chamav, and so we don't eat matzah and Erev Pesach. That is clear. Beyond that, not brought down by the Shulchan Aruch, not brought down by the Ramah. So the Mishnah Brura adds, V'yesh no'agim shalo lechol matzah mirosh chodesh. Oh, some of the men have to back it up for 2 weeks and not eat matzah already from Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Rosh Shlomo Zalman in Alichos Shlomo implies that this is the normal minhag Yisrael. Rav Moshe in Orach Chaim Chelak Av Kufnin Hay also strongly implies that this is the general minhag. 2 weeks before Rosh Chodesh Nisan is when we stop eating matzah. Okay, where does a month come from? Not in the Shulchan Aruch Ramah, not in the Mishnah Berurah, not in Shlomo Zalman or Moshe. From what I'm seeing, it's a Chabad Minhag. It's brought down by the Balatanya in the Shulchan Aruch Harav, the Balatanya, the first Lubavitcher Rebbe. So there he says we don't eat matzah already a month before Pesach. It's also quoted by the Pesachei Chuvos from the Shari Halacha of the late Lubavitcher Rebbe, Rabbi Nachman Mendel Schneerson, to not eat matzah a month before. So it certainly seems to be a very strong Minhag within Lubavitch, within Chabad. And it seems to have spread, because like I said, most people I ask, oh yeah, we don't eat matzah a month before. For whatever reason, even though it's not the Ramah, it's not the Mishnah Berurah, it's not Rav Shlomo Zalman, it's not Rav Moshe, it seems to be more Chabad, but it seems to have, like Chabad, spreading their tentacles all over the world. So in this minhag seems to have taken hold by many people. Where does it come from? Where does 2 weeks in a month come from? So there Rav Moshe addresses it. Rav Moshe does say, the Yechidim, some individuals already do a month before. But again, he labels it as like the Yechidim, not the Minhag HaOlam, to do a month before. So where does any of this come from? Erev Pesach, we know. It's like you want to have a good taiva for matzah that night. But if I eat matzah 2 weeks before, you know, I'll still be excited. Maybe I don't want to have a hamburger for lunch and a hamburger for dinner. I get that. But if I eat a hamburger tonight, I certainly could have another hamburger in 2 weeks. Probably have it tomorrow as well. So 2 weeks before, a month before, why aren't we eating matzah? So Rav Moshe says this is based on the concept of Sholem V'Darshin, that by Pesach, there's a unique halacha, either a month before or 2 weeks before, two opinions in the Gemara, based on Sukkim, can't get into it now, that we're supposed to start already learning the Hilchos Pesach. Now, the idea of learning the halachas of a chag does apply to every yantip, but the notion of specifically 30 days before or 2 weeks before is unique to Pesach, according to many opinions. So, given that there's this like already a unique time frame that applies to Pesach, based on the psukim, because there's so many hilchos Pesach that apply. You know, halachas of sukkahs, I get to brush up my dalad minim in a couple of days before. But Pesach, there's so much. So the idea of preparing for the Chag 30 days before or 2 weeks before is brought down based on Pesukim in the Gemara. So Moshe says that this minhag of not eating matzah, which is also brought down by the Ramah, so that's where it came from to extend it to like this 2 week or 30 day time period, aligned with that idea of Shalom Adarshim, Shalom Yom Kodem Achag. So again, to summarize, Erev Pesach, that's a halacha. We take it seriously. We won't even have Shalosh Shudas this year with matzah. Beyond that, the Mishnah Berurah and the more of what I'll call the contemporary, the regulars, Mishnah Berurah, Ramosha, or Shlomo Zalman, mention and support the idea of doing of not eating matzah for 2 weeks before Rosh Chodesh Nisan. A month seems to be a Chabad minug, yet it seems to be very well accepted across the board. So whatever your minug is, you should follow. But that's, again, not a myth, but interesting how widespread this minug of not eating matzah for 30 days is, given the sources that I just presented. All right, have a good day.